Today we have Sonia with us. Sonia is a member of Muswell Hill Methodist Church. Sonia, tell us all about you.
I don't know where to start. I'm just a regular, normal girl, Muswell Hill girl. I've grown up in Muswell Hill my whole life. So North London is pretty much all I know. I actually now work at the school that I went to as a child.
Brilliant. And what do you do there, Sonia?
I'm a teaching assistant.
Is it tiring?
Yeah, I'm very tired. And it's only Monday. So currently, I've got experience working like across all age groups, but currently I'm working in year two again. So I'm doing like a one-to-one. But when I started out, I started there 2 years ago. I started out in year four, and then I got moved to year six.
So you've been moved around from class to class.
Yeah.
Now, for this podcast, which isn't going far, only Apple Music and Spotify, just between me and you, what is your favourite year group?
Ooh, I'm torn. I think I prefer the older ones.
Yeah. Well, like year
six. I feel like they can, like the year sixes, they could, especially like my class I had last year, I feel like they could relate to me a bit, especially the girls. And I'm thinking back when I was there, I feel like when I was there as a kid, there was no one there that looked like me. So especially the girls that were there last year, we had like lots of conversations, and they were able to relate to me, which is nice.
That's fantastic. It's always good that people can relate to you, isn't it? Because then straight away there, you've got a connection. You have.
That was it, yeah.
Brilliant. Yeah, do you think you'll be there longer at the school? I mean, what's the plan for Sonia? Are you going to continue teaching assistant, or would you like to go into teaching? What would you like to do?
I think I've learned that I don't want to be a teacher.
Because you've got big consent.
Respect to the I've had that conversation with a few teachers like that always say, oh, you should train, but I just don't think it's for me. But I think that I love working with kids, but then also I think I want to get more into like writing, because I like to write.
Brilliant. What, like a book or something?
Like blogging. So I've got a blog that's like about hair, beauty, makeup, skincare.
Brilliant. That, obviously, when it comes to hair blogs, that's something that I could do with knowing about. I mean, the good thing is about this podcast is that nobody gets to see about what I look like.
No one can see.
Yeah, so all people need to know is I've got this wonderful head of hair, haven't I, Sonia?
Yes, you have.
and no checking the website, everybody, but you can. So that's wonderful. Blogging is a really good way, isn't it, to communicate stuff. I know that I've had depression, and so to blog about my depression and then the amount of people that respond to that to say me too, and it just helps of whatever's on your heart to be able to pour it out and to share, and the blog is your story. And do you get some good reactions to that then, Sonia, about your beauty stuff?
I do, especially when I send the link to people, especially like some friends. They actually are always like, oh, do you know what? I'm actually going to try that product you recommend. Or they're like, oh, do you know what? I tried that product you recommended. I liked it. So, which is nice.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And so, Sonia, tell us about your family. Brothers? Do you have any brothers?
One brother. He's 35. So there's 4 years between us. And I live with mum and dad.
Brilliant. And so when did mum and dad, did they come from Ghana to the UK?
Yeah, I think they came in, I think, 86.
And
my mom, even she was saying the other day how she's literally like lived all over London.
Yeah. Yeah. What, from South London, North London?
Yeah, I think the only place she hasn't lived is West. South, North, East.
Yeah, so that's like never eat shredded wheat.
Yeah, we'll just be talking. That she'll just go into like random story. Like, oh yeah, I used to, when I lived in Peckham, I used to do this job. And I'm thinking, you lived everywhere.
Yeah.
Me, that's only been enough.
We should do a game of where's Sonia's mum? Where's she not been, kind of thing.
Where's she not been?
So Sonia, for you as you know, as somebody who's teaching assistant, been to the same school in North London, what was it like for you, Sonia, growing up as some as a West African girl heritage? What was it like for you?
I think that's what, when I go back to like where I work now, because I thought when I was in school, when it came to like the adults, there was no one, I didn't see myself. There was literally no one that I could relate to.
Yeah.
But then I think as I got older and went to secondary school, it was more diverse. Which I liked, and especially making friends with like other girls that are similar to me. So I felt comfortable. It made me feel, I felt comfortable, which was nice. But then as I've gotten older, I think I just surround myself with just like a whole, everyone's different. That's what I like, love about my friends. We're all different. We're very diverse. We all learn from each other. We look different. We sound different. And I always say, to my friends, because I think I've got the same friends from literally when I was like 3 years old, and I'm always saying that friends are literally like the family that you choose.
Yeah.
And I feel like they're like a reflection of me. I'm a reflection of them, which is a beautiful thing.
That, I mean, that's wonderful to hear, isn't it? I've often said that you could choose your friends, but you can't choose your family. I mean, that's another way of describing it, isn't it? What you're doing at the school where you work for then? Are you doing things like for Black History Month for you? Is any of the classes doing anything in October?
So far, normally we do, but nothing has been said just yet. But I know last year they always give people an opportunity if they want to like do assemblies. Like in my first year, when I first started 2 years ago, it was actually COVID, so we couldn't do like whole school assemblies in person. But I did like a video that was about hair, which made sense just because I love hair.
Yeah, that's great.
And just talk about like just the different textures and types of hair, the different things you can do, especially because like my hair is very diverse. I could do so many different things with it.
That sounds really good. And that way it shows, doesn't it? That I mean, one of my favorite sayings is that in our differences, there is unity. And I mean, as you can tell from my accent, I'm not from London. I'm originally from Hull. And so I remember as a kid, having a Chinese boy in our school. And for us, it was never really seen before. I mean, I'm 37, but back then even, and now we're beginning to see where children today won't see any different. Would you say that's fair?
I would, yeah.
Yeah, because I think they just see people, don't they? Children just see people. It doesn't matter because of the gender or the ethnicity, sexuality. They just see a fellow child. And I think we should do the same, really. I remember when I went to Ghana, I got called, what's the saying, as a white man? Is it a Bruni?
A Bruni,
yeah. And I got caught. And I remember there was one time a child came up to me and he touched my nose and to say, like, is it? He must have thought I was some kind of snowman or somebody like that. And he just touched my nose. Whale. But actually, yeah, I suppose in that context for me, I felt like I was a minority, not a majority.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, if we get on. And that is a good thing about with Black History Month, and while we're trying to do it at Muswell Hill Methodist Church, is to see that actually we have different heritage with cultures. And I wondered, Sonia, as somebody, as a young lady, what would you like to see Muswell Hill to do when it comes to heritage culture?
I think maybe with our services, they can maybe reflect that more, maybe depending on who's preaching each week, Or even when we do, you know, when they do like the bring and share stuff, it's nice when people bring different things from each other's like culture.
Yeah.
Even you might even try foods that you've never tried before, like stuff like that, which I think is nice and diverse, and everyone just gets to experience just a bit of something different.
Yeah, different cultures, dishes,
Yeah.
and obviously, I mean, as a church again as well, we're very, you know, we've got lots of with different cultures in our church, but I wondered, Sonia, what would you like to see from our church members? What would you like to see from our church members?
I think I like, I know we've done it before, but I think when people pray in their language,
Yeah.
even though like I might not, I probably won't understand what they're saying, I still think it's nice. I like that. More of that.
So maybe something like do the Lord's Prayer
Yeah.
in their own language and have it that way. Because, you know, the thing is with Muswell Hill is that there's 9 churches in the circuit, and Muswell Hill, where I would say the majority are white, with West African, Sri Lankan members. We've got new people that have come from Iran. So there's more of a good mix of our members, whilst other churches are more in the circuit, more Ghanaian, Nigerian, the
Yeah.
Caribbean. So we have a real good mix of, but I think sometimes we need to, I'm saying as a white minister, that we need to be able to learn from other people's traditions and
Yeah.
where.
And just learn from each other. I think
Absolutely.
that's the best way, especially because we're quite mixed as well. I think that's like perfect. It's just like the perfect remedy. It just makes sense.
Yeah, I like that, the perfect remedy. I like
Yeah,
that.
because especially when you said like some other churches are like just predominantly like Nigerian or Ghanaian, I think that's what makes us different, because at least we've got a bit of everything.
Yeah, I like that, a bit of everything where we can just
Yeah,
and we can pick it up. That sounds
all in
really
one
good.
place every Sunday. Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, Sonia, it's been really good to speak to you, and we're doing this podcast for us and for the community to listen to what our members have to say and to learn more about each other. Because the theme for the Methodist Church this year is Hidden Treasures, and we want our more members who are hidden treasures to share their story. So thank you, Sonia, for joining us.
Ah, thanks for having me, Matt.